Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with my friend Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Manta, we're going to resume our series on home buying and what you need to know, especially when you're filling out that application to get a home mortgage. And today we're going to pick up where we left off.
Absolutely. Today we're going to talk about verifying assets. One of the things you have to do on a mortgage application is tell them how much money and assets that you have. Now, the reason the lender asks for this is because, number one, they want to make sure you've got a cash cushion after closing. They don't want you to be to the point where the closing, which can cost you thousands of dollars, takes all your money.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing they want to know is, what is the source of your down payment? Down payments range anywhere from 3% to 20% or more, and they want to know, what is the source of that money? You cannot just show up at closing with a down payment without verification of that for a mortgage. Now, what's required for verification for savings accounts, checking accounts, stocks, bonds, 401ks, and all that? They want to see 3 months worth of statements.
Okay.
So the last 3 months of statements, and you have to update that monthly throughout the loan process. Now, be careful with checking account statements, because if you're showing overdrafts on your checking account statement, that can hurt you even if you are qualified in other areas, because according to the bank, that shows you're not managing your money very well, and that may end up drawing down on your assets. So they're very wary of that. So when you turn in your application, make sure they're clean, that you don't have any overdrafts going back 3 months, and you don't get any new ones going forward. One final thing. A lot of people may receive a gift for a down payment, right? A parent might want to help a child buy a house, a grandparent, et cetera, so forth. There are loan programs that allow that. But if you get a gift for a down payment, you have to jump through a bunch of hoops verifying that it's a gift and not a loan, and et cetera. So what we recommend that people do, if someone's going to give you money to help you buy a house, have them do it 3 months before you apply for your loan.
Okay.
That way, if I apply for my loan, when I turn in my 3 months worth of statements, the money will already be in my account. I don't have to verify money that's already there. What you have to do is verify new monies that come in, and that can jeopardize your application. So if they're going to give you the money, have them do it month four before you apply for your loan. So that and other things, listen, we want to help people get houses. We're going to make a special offer today, Randy.
Okay.
If you have a question on any of this stuff, all you have to do is email info@moneysmartlife.org. Once again, that's info@moneysmartlife.org. If you email your questions, we'll do our best to get you an answer.
Absolutely. And we're all over the place in our networks, moneysmartlife.org, also takecontroltuesday.com, and on my website, confessionsofagospeldj.com. Manta, thank you as always.
Thank you. And check out our YouTube channel as well.